This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Welcome to the next episode of Making Waves at Sea Level. Thanks for picking this podcast. Hey, let's face it. You have a lot of choices when it comes to where you're going to put your earballs and listen to a podcast. Whether you're out for a run, maybe you're out at the gym, maybe you're driving in your car, or maybe you're cooking dinner. You're listening to this show because you're hoping I'm going to give you a little piece of information and inspire you. I've been doing this podcast now for over 8 years, and thank you for coming along and being part of this show. Today, I want to talk to you about this thing that's being mentioned more and more every single day, is this epidemic of loneliness that exists in our society. And if you're a leader, if you're in the C-suite of your company, or even if you're a middle manager or you're coming up along the way in your career, somebody on your team is possibly, in fact, somebody on your team is probably feeling disconnected and suffering from this loneliness. Before the pandemic, Surgeon General Vivek Murthy, and Dr. Murthy is currently the Surgeon General under President Biden, but he was also the Surgeon General back under President Barack Obama. And Dr. Vivek Murthy studied everything that was going wrong in the world of health in America, from opioid crisis to obesity to many other things. One of the things he found while he was Surgeon General the first time was that there was this underlying loneliness that existed in our society. Now, this was before the pandemic. This was before we had to go home, work remotely, and socially distance. And actually, a couple of years ago, he wrote an article for the Harvard Business Review called The Epidemic of Loneliness, which since then has been turned into a book called Togetherness by Dr. Vivek Murthy. Now, what he found was people were really suffering. And in fact, this is not just something that's going on in America. This is something that's going on throughout the world. In fact, Canada and the United Kingdom, back several years ago, implemented the position of the Minister of Loneliness to be able to study this disconnectedness that people were feeling in their countries. And it's just as bad, heck, if not worse, here in America. Now, for many years, I've been a professional speaker, and one of the things I've talked about is the power of community, collaboration, and conversation. I think when we come together and share ideas, build community, listen to each other, we can solve all problems. Think about that for a minute. What if our elected officials did this? What if everybody in our Congress and our Senate, every time they walked into the Capitol building, they had to live by the rules of community, collaboration, and conversations? Do you think that would make it better? Do you think they would get more things done in Washington, D.C.? I do. And think about your company. What if people were more talkative to each other, if they understood each other, if they built a community, and if they collaborated more on projects? Would people feel more or less connected? I believe they'd feel more connected. So we have to be thinking about this connectedness, because being disconnected, being lonely, is not helping people get the job done. Now, thinking back to the pandemic, a lot of people, I have seen numbers that say as much as 30 or 40% of people found most of their social outlet, their interaction with other people, really came through their job. Additionally, there was recently a study that said that 15% of men in America, 10% of women admitted that they don't really have a best friend or a close friend. Think about that for a minute. These could be people who work on your team. If people are feeling disconnected, lost, they're not being as productive as they could be. And Gallup has done a study several times that shows when someone actually has a best friend at work, somebody who they really, really like, and they have a deep friendship, they'll work harder, stay longer, and be more satisfied in their job. So if you're a leader, having people who are disconnected, having people who don't feel that they have a sense of belonging, that's creating problems in your business. Now, I was speaking at a conference the other day, and I talked about the fact that maybe somebody in this room, it was all one company, said maybe somebody in this room feels like they don't belong or they feel disconnected. And a woman came up to me at the break and said, it was like you were talking to me. She and I had a great conversation. Part of it, she knew if she wanted to feel more connected to her coworkers and feel like she was part of the community, she had to change. she had to take some different actions. And so that's why she came up to me. She wanted to ask me for some advice on how she could get more connected. But this doesn't just lie on her. If you're going to have a community, everyone needs to engage in the community. I'm working for an association these days, and I'm trying to rebuild that sense of community. But a lot of people I talk to don't care. They don't want to be part of that community. And that's fine. You don't have to join every community. You don't have to support people. But you really should get involved with something. Is there a place where you feel you belong? And is there a place where your employees feel they can belong? Also, studies show that people used to find this in Western culture through their house of worship, through whatever their religion was. But more and more, people are pulling away from belonging to churches and synagogues and mosques, and therefore, they're not finding it in that arena. So where they're going to find a sense of belonging oftentimes is going to come through your company. So I'm going to challenge all of you. If you've listened to this podcast, to this episode, I'm going to ask you, is there someone on your team who might feel disconnected? Now, don't just dismiss this, because how do you know? You've got to start the conversation. You've got to make sure that people are feeling like there's a community that you're building and they can actually have friendships at work. And when they do, they're going to work harder, stay longer, and be more satisfied in their job. So start having conversations about your network inside the company really matters. I now go into companies and talk to them about what are you doing to build this community? And it's so interesting because people always email me afterwards or come up to me on the break and say, yeah, this company does a bad job of it. But that's usually because a boss realizes that the company doesn't have that sense of culture, that belonging culture. And so they bring me in to talk. But many of you aren't even having those conversations. You're not talking to your people about that sense of belonging. So sit down today and ask yourself these two questions. Number one, do we have a culture of belonging? Are people building real relationships with each other? If you don't know, or if the answer is no, ask yourself, why not? And the second question is, do I even believe this matters? If you think I'm full of shit, that's okay too. But be clear with yourself that it doesn't matter. I don't care if any of my employees like each other, as long as they get the job done. I actually heard that from somebody recently. That's what he told me. He goes, I don't care if they like each other, they hate each other, if they have a beer together, or if they never look at each other when they work down the hall, as long as they're productive. God, I don't want to work for that person. So you have to lead by example. If you want a culture of connectedness, you have to be the person who's talking it up and then making sure that you're connecting with people. Being that example in how you interact with everyone on your team is going to make a big difference. Hey, thanks for tuning in to Making Waves at Sea Level. I want to hear from you. My email is Tom, T-H-O-M, at tomsinger.com. Please send me an email, put in the subject line, you know, listen to your podcast, so that I make sure that I read it, because sometimes people put things in the subject line that look like spam. And when you get 300 emails a day, you have to delete the stuff that looks like crap. So go out there and make sure that I know that you're responding to the podcast. Even put responding from an episode of your podcast. You know, don't just put, I think you're full of crap. No, you could put that. I'd probably read that one. All right. Thank you for tuning in. Do me a favor. Tell your friends about this podcast. Now, you may have noticed I'm doing a lot of shorter episodes with just me talking. If you want to have some great interviews, go check out Austin Tech Connect. That is the official podcast of the Austin Technology Council. And that is the place where I'm doing interviews with some of the smartest entrepreneurs you're ever going to hear from. So go check out Austin Tech Connect right now. All right. Thanks. And we'll see you on the next episode.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.